Hi, and welcome to Culture Unraveled. And in this episode, I want to look into the character of Alicent Hightower from the series House of the Dragon. And Alicent Hightower is the daughter of Otto Hightower, who's also the Hand of the King. She is aristocratic. Her father is a very strong authoritarian figure. And in one sense, she prizes herself in being good. She prizes herself as being a good daughter and pleasing those around her. So even when Otto Hightower, her father, asks her to marry the king or go to the king such that she positions herself to be married off by the king, she agrees. And she does this in one sense because she believes that this is virtuous. To follow her father is a virtuous thing to do. Her main fallout with Rhaenyra happens because she believes that Rhaenyra has been promiscuous and has lied about it. That unlike her, who's doing her duties to the king, even though it's not something that she wants to do, but she is doing her duties, she does not see the king's daughter Rhaenyra doing. And because of which there is a huge split. She's not able to forgive her for her acts, and she's not able to forgive her for lying. And mainly she's not able to forgive her because she does not follow the type of strict moral code in this area Alicent herself follows. And the fact is that she genuinely believes that she is self-righteous. It's not a perception that she is, or it's not something that she's just pretending to be in front of others, but it's even more dangerous because deep down what we see in the character, what's shown in the character, is that she herself believes that she is righteous. And so people like Alicent, people who are engulfed in their own self-righteousness, are the hardest to work with because they inevitably believe that they are superior. They are in that sense beyond anyone's advice. They are fixated on their achievements and their own ability to stay pure in that particular area. And hence they define themselves very safely within those boundaries. And in that sense, it becomes very difficult to be able to speak into their lives. Even in the Bible, you see the hardest people that Jesus interacted with were the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. His criticisms were harshest towards them. You see Jesus acting much more kindly towards adulterers, towards tax collectors and other sinners. But because there is a possibility of repentance, because they know that they are flawed human beings, and because of which they need to change. But even in Matthew 23, you see a scathing critique that Jesus is giving. He says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrite! You're like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside, but are full of bones of the dead and everything unclean." You know, there is a garb of righteousness that is there outside, but within is something that is decaying. And the biggest problem here is that self-righteous people take one or two aspects of morality. They have a particular hierarchy and they take those particular aspects of morality and then push that above. And because they follow those particular aspects of morality, they feel that they have arrived. You see the Pharisees in the Bible, they prized the Sabbath laws, the food laws, and certain circumcision laws, and because they were able to follow those, and they alleviated those laws above everything else, and because they were able to faithfully follow those, they felt that they were in one sense untouchable. In the series, you see that though Rhaenyra has a lot of character flaws, especially when it comes to her adultery, she is undoubtedly a very caring and understanding and nurturing mother in a way that Alicent is not. Alicent's only way of dealing with the actions of her eldest son is to physically beat him up. And when Aegon Targaryen, who is her son and in one sense pushed to be king, on the way to his coronation, when he asks his mother, "Do you love me?" she replies by saying, "You imbecile, there is what it shows is that there's very little care or concern to understand him or to relate with him or to respond with him or to give him to give that love and nurturing. And she's so bent on protecting, and she's so bent on seeing the threat here that she is unable to be caring and nurturing. And this is not to point out that people with flaws like Rhaenyra are better than self-righteous people. Both people with very blatant flaws and people who have a perception of self-righteousness, both have their issues, both have their flaws. But these examples, in one sense, do point out that it is difficult for self-righteous people to take a realistic stock of themselves. It is much more difficult for them to accept their shortcomings and change. Whereas people for whom their sins are very obvious, they have a much more realistic picture of themselves and is much more willing to get greater help.